Process number three, the creative workshop. When to use this process? When you want to focus upon what is most important to you personally. When you want to be in more deliberate control of the primary areas of your own life. When you want to improve your state of allowing so that even more wonderful things can flow into your experience. Or when you want to practice a positive point of attraction till it becomes a dominant point of attraction. Current emotional set point range. This creative workshop process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number one, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and number five, optimism. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, look back at the insert that was included with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Like most of the other processes offered here, this one is most effective when you perform the action in writing, but it can also be valuable to play the game in your mind while driving or walking or anytime you're alone and have a few minutes where it's not likely you'll be disturbed. Begin this creative workshop process with four pieces of paper, and at the top of each sheet, write one of the following headings or categories: my body, my home, my relationships, my work. Now, focus on the first topic, my body. And on your first page, write, "This is what I desire regarding my body." Do not work hard on this list. If you cannot think of anything, move on to the next category. Write a short list of things that easily come to your mind that you desire right now about your body. For example, I want to return to my ideal body weight. I want to get a great haircut. I want to find some wonderful new clothes. I want to feel strong and fit. Now, focus on each statement of desire that you've written about your body and write the reasons why you want each of those things. For example, I want to return to my ideal body weight because I feel best when I'm at that weight, because I'll be able to wear some of my favorite clothes, because it will be fun to shop for a new wardrobe. I want to get a great haircut because I want to look good, because a great haircut is much easier to manage, because when my hair is cut well, it takes less time to look good. I want to find some wonderful new clothes, because new clothes always make me feel good, because I like looking good, because I like people responding to me in a positive way, because they always give me a fresh outlook. I want to feel strong and fit, because I love the feeling of stamina, because I love having the energy to do all of the things I want to do, because it just feels good to feel good. This creative workshop process will assist you in focusing upon the areas that are the most immediate and important in your life experience. When you identify the four basic subjects of your life, a focusing of energy occurs. When you make more specific statements of desire, you activate the energy around those subjects even more. And when you think about why you want those things, you can usually be softening your resistance around the subject while you're adding even more clarity and power to the thoughts. Why you want something defines the essence of what you want. The universe always delivers to you the vibrational essence of your desire. When you think about why you want something, you usually soften resistance. But when you think about when it will come to you, or how it will come to you, or who will help it come, you often add resistance, especially if you do not already know the answers to those questions. Now complete the other three categories: my home, my relationships, my work. Write a short list of things that easily come to your mind that you desire right now about your home. For example, I want to find some really great furniture. I want to get more organized. I want sliding shelves in the cupboards where I keep my pans. I want beautiful tile in my bathroom. And now write the reasons why you want these things. I want to find some really great furniture because it's so much fun to make changes. Because I love entertaining and I want my home to feel good. Because it will be easier to get organized. Because furniture adds so much to a home. I want to get more organized because I feel better when things are neat. Because I work better in an uncluttered environment. Because we all get along better when things are in order. Because I can accomplish so much more. I want sliding shelves in the cupboards where I keep my pans. Because it will be much easier to find what I need. Because I'll feel like cooking more often. Because it will be more convenient to put the pans away when I'm done with them. Because it'll make the kitchen feel so much better. I want beautiful tile in my bathroom. Because it will make the room more vibrant. Because it will add value to my home. Because it will be easier to keep clean. because this tile will make me feel good just to look at it. Write a short list of things that come to your mind easily that you desire right now about your relationship. Choose the relationship that feels the most significant to you right now. I want to spend more time together. I want to have more fun together. I want to eat out together more often. I want to relax more and play more often. I want to spend more time together. Because I'm at my very best when we're together. Because there's no one I'd rather be with. Because we have so many things that are fun to talk about. Because I love this person so much. Or I want to have more fun together. Because that's the first thing we loved about each other. Because I love laughing. Because I love finding even more things to do that are fun. Because having fun feels so good. Or I want to eat out together more often. Because it reminds me of when we first met. Because I love the luxury of someone else cooking. Because I love relaxing at a nice place and focusing on my partner. Because there are so many wonderful things to eat. Or I want to relax more and play more often. Because we're more playful by nature. Because I love the free feeling of just being together to relax. Because our best ideas come under these conditions. Because it enhances our relationship. Now, write a short list of things that come to your mind easily that you desire right now about your work. I want to make more money. I want to feel excited about what I'm doing. I want to enjoy the people I work with. I want to feel a stronger sense of purpose. Now, I want to make more money. Because I want to buy a new car. Because I feel proud of what I'm accomplishing. Because there are so many fun places to go and interesting things to do. Because it will feel good to pay off some bills. Now, I want to feel excited about what I'm doing. Because work is a big part of my life and being happy there is important. Because it feels good to be really interested in what I'm doing. Because the day moves quickly when I feel invigorated. Because it feels good to feel good. Now, I want to enjoy the people I work with. Because they're a big part of my life. Because we can be of great value to each other. Because every interaction has wonderful potential. Because I like to uplift others. Now, I want to feel a stronger sense of purpose. Because I want to make a difference. Because I love getting a hold of an idea and running with it. Because I love the feeling of wanting to go to work. Because I love the experience of getting a great new idea. This process will help you get your juices flowing toward focusing energy on the four main topics of your personal experience. We would encourage playing this game once a week for a month or so, and then once a month thereafter. Do not try to write everything you want regarding each of the four topics. Just write the things that are most immediate in your mind. This relaxed and simple process will cause an increased activation of the things that matter most to you, and you will immediately begin to see evidence of increased activity in circumstances and events that are associated with these topics. Abraham, speak to us more about the creative workshop process. Like a magnet, you're attracting thoughts, people, events, lifestyles, everything that you're living. And so, as you see things as they are, you attract more of the same. But as you see things as you would like them to be, you attract them as you would like them to be. This is why the better it gets, the better it gets, or the worse it gets, the worse it gets. People tend to look mostly at what is. The creative workshop process will help you choose what sort of magnet you will be. And so, no longer will you be subject to what others believe, want, or see, for you will be the powerful, deliberate creator of you and your experience. Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. If we were speaking to you on your first day of physical life experience, we would have said to you, "Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are a magnificent creator, and you are here by your powerful and deliberate desire to be here. You have specifically applied the wondrous law of deliberate creation, and by your ability to do that, you are here. Go forth and attract life experience to help you decide what you want. And once you've decided, give thought only to that. Most of your time will be spent collecting data that will help you decide what it is you want, but your real work is to decide what you want and then focus upon it. For it is through focusing upon what you want that you will attract it. That is the process of creating. But we're not talking to you on the first day of your life experience. You've been here for a while. And most of you see yourselves not only through your own eyes, in fact, not even primarily through your own eyes, but you see yourselves mostly through the eyes of others. And so many of you are not now currently in the state of being that you want to be. The creative workshop process is one where you can achieve the state of being that you're choosing so that you can consciously access the power of the universe and begin attracting the subject of your desire rather than the subject of what you feel is your reality. From our perspective, there's a great difference between that which now exists, that which you call your reality, and that which your reality really is. Even as you may be sitting there in a body that is not healthy, or in a body that is not the size or shape or vitality that you choose, in a lifestyle that may not be pleasing you, driving a vehicle that perhaps embarrasses you, or interacting with others who may not bring you pleasure, we want to assist you in understanding that while this may seem to be your state of being, it need not be. What we're offering here is a process by which you may spend a little bit of time every day intentionally attracting into your experience good health, vitality, prosperity, and positive interactions with others, all the things that make up your vision of what the perfect life experience for you would be. Another example of a creative workshop. We encourage you to go to your workshop every day, but only for a short period of time. 15 or 20 minutes is enough. It is good if it's a place where you can sit and write, although it can be done in your mind at any place where you're not distracted. But it is not a place where you'll enter an altered state of consciousness. It's not a meditative state. This is a place where you'll go clearly giving thought to what you want, so much so that it stirs positive emotion within you. Go to your workshop with an uplifted, lighthearted feeling. If you're not happy, it's not a good time for your creative workshop. Your work here in this workshop is to assimilate data that you've been collecting from your real-life experience and to bring the data together in a picture that satisfies and pleases you. During your day, no matter what you're doing, as you're going to your job, working around your home, interacting with your family and friends, collect the data on things you like that you may later bring into your workshop. You may see someone who has a joyful personality. Collect that data and bring it into your workshop later. You may see someone driving a vehicle that you would like. Collect that data. You may see an occupation that pleases you. Whatever it is that you're seeing that pleases you, remember it. Even write it down, and then when you go into your workshop, you can begin the assimilation of the data. And as you do so, you will prepare a picture of self that you will begin attracting into your experience. Okay, now here's a broader example of your creative workshop. I like being here, for I recognize the value and power of this time. I feel very good as I'm here. And as I see myself as a sort of total package, one that I know is of my own creating, and certainly one of my choosing. I'm full of energy, tireless, really, moving through life experience with no resistance. I see myself gliding about in this picture of self, moving in and out of my car, in and out of buildings, in and out of rooms, in and out of conversations, and in and out of life experiences. I'm flowing effortlessly, comfortably, and happily. I see myself attracting only those who are in harmony with my current intent, and I'm becoming more aware of what I desire. When I get into my vehicle and I'm moving to a place, I see myself arriving at that place healthy, refreshed, and on time, and prepared for whatever it is that I'm about to do there. I see myself dressed to perfection in just the manner I choose. And it's nice to know that it does not matter what others are doing or what others are thinking about what I'm doing. What is important is that I'm pleased with me, and as I see myself in this picture of self, I certainly am. I recognize that I'm unlimited in all facets of my life. I have an unlimited bank account. I'm experiencing no financial limitations. I'm making all of my decisions based upon whether I want the experience or not, not based upon whether I can afford it. I know that I'm a magnet attracting whatever level of prosperity, health, or relationships I choose. I choose absolute and continuing abundance. For I understand that there is no limit to the wealth in the universe, and that by my attracting abundance to me, I'm not limiting another. There's enough for everyone. It's not necessarily about putting a big stash away, for whatever I want or need, I can easily bring into my experience. There's an unlimited supply of money and prosperity of all kinds available to me. I see myself surrounded by others who, like me, desire growth, who are drawn to me by my willingness to allow them to be or do or have whatever they're wanting. I see myself interacting with others, talking, laughing, and enjoying that which is perfect in them, while they're enjoying that which is perfect in me. We're appreciating each other. No one is criticizing or noticing unwanted things. I see myself in perfect health, in absolute prosperity, appreciating this physical life experience which I wanted so very much as I decided to be this physical being. It's glorious to be here, making decisions with my physical brain, but accessing the power of the universe through the power of the law of attraction. And it's from this marvelous state of being that I now attract more of the same. It's good. It's fun. I like it very much. And now, my work for this day is done. I'll leave my creative workshop, and I'll set out for the remainder of this day looking for more things that I like. My work is done. As you enter your workshop already feeling good, and then you bring to your workshop specific aspects of life experience that please you, and as you envision these things in greater detail, your life outside of your workshop will begin to reflect the images that you've created within your creative workshop. This is a powerful tool that will help you create the perfect life for yourself. This is the end of CD 1.